Good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to The Bush at Ennis Lake. Today, I would like to begin and focus on a very well-known psalm, and that's Psalm 23. Well, let's read through it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God use this reading of his word. Most of us know this psalm, and we've known it most of our lives. It's very common to us, but with that comes a problem. You see, it's real easy to just read through the psalm without thinking about it or even engaging with what David said. So today, let's make it personal. Today, I'd like to ask you to lay aside your masks, your busy schedules. For just a few minutes, I invite you to join me as we dive deep into the heart of this very personal psalm. But first, let me tell a story. The story was told of an English orator who was invited to a dinner party. And his job was to quote and to present literary display of English classics. And this he did to enormous applause and cheering from everyone who heard him. Then he asked if anyone had a request for him to do, and one old man raised his hand and suggested the orator quote the 23rd Psalm. The orator replied, "Sure, I'll do this. But will you do it as well when I'm finished?" The old man agreed. So with confidence and skill, the orator took the ancient psalm and quoted it and presented it, and the audience exploded with cheers and applause. Then he looks at the old man and said, "Now will you do the same?" The old man starts. With trembling lips and a broken voice, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." When he was finished, there wasn't a sound to be heard among those who were listening. And there wasn't a dry eye in the room. Somebody asked the orator, "Well, what's the difference in the response of the audience?" The orator very wisely said, "I know the psalm. The man knew the shepherd." Today, I would like to slip into the old man's shoes, and with humility and respect, I want us to approach this shepherd's psalm. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this ancient psalm that is so relevant and means so much to so many of us. Help us to take it seriously. Help us to sit down for just a moment and engage with what David is saying. Let us sense his heart and let it connect with our heart. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's go through the psalm verse by verse. Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We could very easily stop with "the Lord is," and we could spend the remaining time that we have together focusing on who this majestic and wonderful and very personal Lord is. But that will be for another day. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. You see, the ancient lamb knew that their lives and well-being depended fully on the love and the care of their shepherd. Once born and weaned, the lamb needed food, water, comfort, and protection, and that was the full responsibility of his shepherd. Now let's make this personal. Do you trust God for everything? Do you trust him for your food? Do you trust him for your safety? Or is that in your hands? Do you trust him for your well-being and mental health? You see, we say that we do. But when it gets down to how we live, most of us depend on ourselves. I know, I do the same. And we're only willing to call on the shepherd when we get in trouble. So, do you and I, fully and completely depend on Jesus, our good shepherd? If so, we can say with David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In our day, we would say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have no needs." How many times throughout the day do we say, "I need this," or "I want that," or I feel left out because I don't have this or that"? Listen, how often do we take our needs, every single need, to the Lord for him to meet? And that's all of our needs, leaving nothing out. You see, if the Lord is our shepherd, we will be completely and fully satisfied. He can be our all in all. So is he. David continues with his Psalms, verses 2 and 3. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." The Good Shepherd provides for us. He provides all our needs. And he takes us to that place where we can relax and soak up the glory of his provision. Do you have that place? Do you have a place that you go to where you can just feel his presence, feel his provision? You need to find that. Do you have it? Do you have that place? If not, why do you not have it? David continues, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake." So many of us want our way, and we want to do everything according to our design. But the Bible says there is a way, that seems right to a man. But the ends of it is destruction and death. Sometimes our way can destroy us. But if our good shepherd is completely leading, then he alone will design our present and guide into our future. His plans will bring us success and joy, and his plans will always preserve the integrity of his name. If we can't get our heads around this idea that our Lord is completely responsible for everything in our lives, then we may just have a problem. And that problem just might be you and me, ourselves, and our self-will. And if that's the case, I believe that you and I need to consider total abandonment to him. And that means everything. I mean, everything. So let's continue through this psalm. There are times that the Good Shepherd leads us into dark and dangerous places. Not one of us enjoy being in a scary place. So where is the Good Shepherd when things get dark? and frightening. Verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Look, if we're totally sold out and abandoned to our good shepherd, then there is never, ever a reason for us to be afraid. Why? Because just as the shepherd is to the lamb, he is our protector. He will never leave us without his care. You see, he's never surprised. He's never confused. He never wonders how to respond in a dark and a dangerous place. He has the means and the know-how to lead us through for our good and for his glory. But sometimes when we get scared and start to run, he will gently reach out with his crooked stick and bring us back. You see, the safest place for you and I to be is really, really close to our good shepherd. And if we run away, we're fair game for destruction. So you and I need to stay as close as we possibly can to Jesus, our good shepherd. David continues in verse number 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. When we're up close to our good shepherd, he will provide for us regardless of who it is that's around us and wants to destroy us. His care will be so thoroughly complete that it will be like new oil just flowing down over us. So, are you totally sold out and abandoned to your good shepherd? Is he your all in all? If so, we can say with David, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, there is a big difference in just knowing the psalm and knowing the shepherd. Anyone can read or quote Psalms 23, but it is only the humble little sheep that is totally dependent upon his shepherd that can say that they know the shepherd and they know him deeply. Which are you? Father, thank you for this wonderful psalm that stood the test of time. Thank you that it can be so personal today. Thank you for our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who paid the price for our sin. And he never leaves us or leads us astray. May all of us get close to him. In Jesus' name, amen.